Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire you to go higher and higher in the spirit. So glad that you are with us this evening. Again, as always, I want you to sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and just be for a little while. Today I'm coming to you just to give you some thoughts to ponder on. We're going to be talking about love, what that is even being in a loving relationship. The beginning of that is loving yourself, loving God, and then moving on to having a loving relationship with another or with other people. So we're just going to explore love today. Again, that call-in number is 760-695-1120. Give me your thoughts. What are you thinking on it? The discussion is dialogue. Just some points to ponder and think about. We're going to start off with a little music and allow you to have some time to just kick back and relax and think. We're going to open up with a little affirmative prayer. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for your presence in our being. We affirm that we are loving, we are lovable, and we can give love at any given moment, in any given time. So it is, and we let it be so in our spirit. All right, let's go on to a little music. So glad to have you guys. We're going to do some When God Made You by Miss Natalie Grant.
Father.
I love that song. And it's about what was God thinking when he made you. And I just dedicate that to the audience to think about, take that song and personally. What was God thinking when he made you? Wow. He was thinking how much you would be a gift to the world. Each of us in our own right, in our own being. He made us to be a gift to the world, to ourselves and to our others. And most of all, you were the perfect gift made for him. You were placed on the earth realm to adore him and to love him. So he made us for unto himself, for to be with him, to glorify him, to worship him, and to adore him. So that brings us into our topic tonight. You know, the love, the whole love issue and the thing about love, I feel love starts with first loving God. And loving God sets the example of unconditional love. Because God desires a relationship with us. He desires to spend time with us. He loves us unconditionally. He's forgiving and encouraging. He sees the greatness in us because he placed it there. He sees us better than we see ourselves. His love is uplifting. And when we love him, we want to spend time with him. We want to submit our lives and ourselves to him. We come under his authority. And we do this not out of a dogma or religion. We do this out of our love for him. And when we love him, we keep his commandments. And those commandments, you know, they set a tone of right living, of righteous living, of living in harmony with other men, other parts of the human being, of humankind. Of the humankind, it sets the tone of harmony with the earth realm. And when we are in that love relationship with God, it overflows from us. It shows up in our love walk. And when I talk about our love walk, I'm talking about that walk we have with love and how we interact with ourselves and others. Are we kind? Are we compassionate? Are we respectful? Are we giving? That is our love walk. Or are we in a place of bitterness and we're just mean? We're grumpy. We're foul. We're hard to be around with. And when you're like that, and when you have more than one person tell you, you know, you got a bad attitude, you need to check that. You need to check that immediately. And when we are, you know, giving, kind, protective, when we see the good in ourselves and our others, and it leads to a loving relationship. It leads to that love walk that I'm talking about. And when we are not in a positive love walk, when we're hurting, if you're holding unforgiveness and bitterness, and if your heart has been broken and you're just holding and harboring all of that inside of your heart, hurt people. You usually, it's a pattern of broken relationship after broken relationship. And a part of loving God is loving yourself and giving yourself that time to heal from the brokenness inside of you. If you're suffering from unforgiveness, it's allowing yourself to forgive. A lot of times forgiveness begins with forgiving ourselves for whatever reason, whatever the cause, whatever you've done. It's letting go of past issues. It's releasing them for a better life for you. Same thing with forgiveness. It's a process of releasing whatever that was, whoever you're holding or harboring that unforgiveness. It's releasing that and allowing yourself to grow, to go on, to move forth so that you can have and be in a better place to give love and to receive love. And love is that two-way thing. It's about giving and receiving. It's about allowing yourself to heal when you're in those places of hurt. It's about all that. We're going to go to a little bit of scripture. You know that scripture in 1 Corinthians 12, well, actually it's 1 Corinthians 13, which we're all, a lot of people are familiar with, and I'm going to go ahead and read that. If I speak in the tongue of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I have nothing. I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions and if I hand over my body so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Again, that was 1 Corinthians 13. From the first to the 13th voice. And to me, what that scripture is saying, that love is enduring. It endures. It takes. It gives. It's supple, if you know what I mean. It bends and it flows with the tides and vines of life. And it is the beginning and the opening into going into deeper places. When you love yourself, when you love God, then you can take that love and go to other places and loving others. When love overflows from us to, it shows up in our love walk, like I was saying, because we become kind and compassionate, giving, protecting. We see the good in ourselves and we see the good in others. It goes back. Love becomes this endless circle, because when we love ourselves and we love God, then it's freed, and we can truly and fully love other people. And we can give ourselves, when we love ourselves and we stay there for a minute, when we love ourselves, we take the time to heal and reflect. We take care of ourselves, be that mentally, spiritually, and physically, because we love ourselves, because God loves us. It's that never-ending golden ring or circle that we give in each other to marriage. We give that ring as a symbolism or the golden ongoing process of love. We love ourselves. We take the time to nurture and allow ourselves to heal. We forgive because we know that in forgiveness there's growth. We celebrate who we are. We know who we are when we love ourselves. We take the time to know ourselves because we love ourselves. We connect with the God inside of us, the beginning of love. The beginning of love is to make that connection, as I always say, with the God in you. The beginning of love. It's learning how he loves us in this unconditional way and allows us to love ourselves unconditionally. And as the scriptures say, it helps us to be patient, to be kind, to be forbearing and long-suffering in various situations and outcomes. We allow ourselves to be endearing and have the qualities of God. We are endearing and it endears ourselves to others. And it's all-encompassing. It pushes us to the good, for the good, for ourselves and for others. And then I just broke it down to what I received in love. And there is that good love, and there is that love that you know, and I know we've all experienced that bad love, that love that, ooh, you know what I'm talking about, that bad love. And I describe good love as encouraging and uplifting, it's nurturing, it's selfless, yet it protects self. It's giving, it's kind-hearted, it's gentle, it's humble, it's humbling. It seeks, it encourages, it motivates, it provides a place for safety, for growth, for nurturing, and for being. But that bad love that is destructive, it's self-serving, it's ego-driven, it's destructive, it's tunneling and tunnel vision. It doesn't see completely, it just sees a part of the picture. It's controlling. And your peace is disturbed. And, you know, I don't know, but I've been in relationships with that bad love. And at some point in your being, when you're in a love relationship, and I'm just using that as an example, and it's not good, you first start having those seeds of doubt, those red flags come up. You know, like that little, hey, something's not right, something's not right. I have found that that's where you stop. Take a pause break. Look at it. Look at the situation. Is it for your benefit? Is it helping you be all that you can be and the best that you can be? And it's different when you're in a relationship that's not yet gone on to marriage, because I feel like marriage is a total commitment. And it's hanging in there for eternity. I mean, to one of you, death does part from this side of the existence until the next existence, you know. And Jesus says that we don't have marriage and we don't give marriage in the kingdom. But there's loving relationships all around in the kingdom. And I do believe that the kingdom of heaven starts here. And we learn to love in this existence so that we can have that universal selfless love in the next existence. And God gives us time to practice on this love walk that we have on this earth plane. And I think that sometimes difficult people are placed in your life as a way to improve on that love walk. Because can you be patient and kind and humbling and self-serving to someone who is difficult and rough with you? And at the same token, I have been treated some people that have not treated me the best, but have treated them with kindness. And as my grandmother used to say, you put honey on the stick to give to them, and seen them turn around. So love can change people when you love them from a pure heart. But then in a loving relationship, I think it's also a place to be careful in that you want to change your person to be who they are, you know, for what you want them to be and not to be who they were intended to be and who they are. So when you come into a love relationship, there's a point of accepting them for who they are, who they are at that moment and who they are as the true self of who they are. And it's a difference in that than changing them to be this person you want or desire or dream of them to be. You have to come into the relationship accepting them for who they are at this moment. That doesn't mean that you can't grow and you can't expect growth. You can't expect people to reflect and try to be the best that God has made them to be. That's a different thing. But to try to make them be someone way off course from who they are is not fair to them or you. And I feel like when we're in loving relationships, it encourages us to grow. And a loving relationship is a relationship that fosters growth in the couple as well as the individual. Even in the relationships of family and in family relationships, a family should be a place, a safe harbor for everyone in the family that encourages and fosters growth for each individual member of that family. It's a place where you thrive. It's a place of unconditional love. It's not competing, but it's complementing your life and your lifestyle with the other person. It's not stifling, but it's a place, like I said, that is a place of a safe harbor. And it's a place of an expectancy, vision. It's forgiving and being quick to forgive when things have not happened at the way that you expected to them, or people haven't responded in the way that you thought that they should. It's allowing the forgiveness to come and to come quickly. And it's not being worried about percentages. I've heard about marriage is 50-50 or being in a relationship is 50-50. Well, sometimes, no, it's not. Sometimes it's 80-20. Sometimes it's 20-10. You know, it depends on what the given situation is and how much each partner can give at that moment. So it's not even about the percentages. It's about the relationship and helping that relationship to thrive and to grow. It's meeting your partner where they are. It's seeing the best in you and themselves. It's respecting your partner. You know, I've been around people that have said negative things about their partner. And then when you put that negativity out there, they kind of walk in that prophecy that you've laid out for them. And I'm going to be honest, I've been guilty of that myself in my past. And so I'm really trying to foster in a relationship that I speak positively so that the person can walk in that positivity and for the person to walk in the expectancy of a positive lifestyle. And love is enduring. It goes through the tides and flows of life, and it endures. It just flows through that, through the ups and the downs. You know that you both made this commitment to be there no matter what. And it's love takes wisdom. It takes balance. It takes a willingness to give for the sake of the relationship. It's cherishing each other. It's finding the time to cultivate that relationship and to keep that relationship moving in a positive, harmonious way. It's being secure in who you are and who the partner is. It's dealing with the problems head on, opening up and have that communication about whatever, whenever, in order to keep the relationship thriving. And it's accepting all parts of the person for who they are. So, like I said, tonight, again, was just one of those, let's think about this, and maybe you have some thoughts on love. Feel free to chat, call, to message me. I plan on doing some other things. I'm doing some relationships and improving relationships. I feel like relationships are suffering in our country, and we need to work on loving each other and loving each other unconditionally. We need to restore marriages back to where God intended them to be. And before we can even begin on working on the relationships, we have to spend the time loving and working on us. And even breaking it down to the simplest form from that is loving and having that relationship with God, the perfect example of how to love yourself and others. So that was it for tonight. I am so glad that you took the time to come in and we had a chat among ourselves about love and giving love and receiving love and having loving relationships. I'm going to kind of end the show with a little music. Just want to kind of also talk about some future shows that are coming up. Some shows that are coming up, I'll be having a show on the power of prayer. I'll be interviewing an author of a book on power. Some great shows coming up in February. We'll have some table talk. The shows that I do myself, I like to call them soul talk or table talk just between me and you. We're going to have the Power Hour with Pastor Mark and Patricia Douglas as they bring powerful word to you in a way that is relevant for today and practical for the practical Christian to live in everyday life. So I just want to thank you for tuning in. Continue to do so. I'm going to leave out with a little bit of music. Just so glad that you took the time to come in and listen for a while. I hope that I just kind of pricked the consciousness about love, giving love, and being loving. We're going to go to a little music now. Be blessed because you are. This is Linda with Soul in the City, where we inspire you to go higher and higher in spirit. We're leaving out some sticky yogi.
It lifts me up, lets me down, it gets me spinning around. Helter, skelter, way too much to say. I know the first took away to his game. I step and whisper your name, and I feel everything change. Oh. Moments with you.